Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Steve Focus, man. And it's been a good little minute. It's been a good minute, y'all. I've been going through my own life, my own trials and tribulations, you know. I've really been wondering, you know, what I really wanted to post and how I wanted to keep coming at y'all on this podcast. Best way I really only thought was to stay consistent, you know, or keep posting. I just started out by saying, man, shout out to Anchor, man, for this wonderful platform for a person like me to podcast, like while we on the move, while we on the go, like to get down some great audio while we out doing whatever we need to do.
But today,
on this lovely Wednesday, I want to talk about this whole Russia-Ukraine situation. I want to give my insights on how I feel, maybe break down some things of how I feel, some things that I wonder about. Like, if Putin kiss Russia, will he actually continue to next closest area to try to rebuild the Soviet areas? And then my other question is, alright, if he's trying to rebuild the Soviet team, why did he stop Ukraine? Why did he stop? He could have went to these other places first. Maybe because he think they're a little stronger. But yeah, this guy threw me off. Hypersonic that. They worry about World War III, but yet they still, I feel like, picking with this man, Putin. Yeah, that's the Russian president. I keep giving all these sanctions and gonna try to ruin their economy. I feel like that gives them a reason just to try their luck.
Another guy locked up. So he just served 9 years
for a while back. He tried to poison Putin. Which I don't know how the fuck he failed if he even got close to even trying to poison him. I wonder how did he find out he was poisoning the drink. Like, I don't get certain things. I've been watching the news, which I call the
for the most part, but as y'all know, Russia has banned
people from talking about social media and platforms. I feel like the first question is, should NATO help? Hell no, NATO shouldn't help. Yeah, it's making sense why, like, certain NATO countries is sending artillery over, equipment over, you know, to help out Ukraine. So maybe, you know, Ukraine can keep fighting Russia to keep them from wanting to expand to another country, state, or whatever. But then,
it's like when Russia called before,
Putin's still up there, now he looking like, he ain't got nothing else. He just gonna start sending missiles, like, destroy everybody, we take it all. Ain't got nothing else. That's how I feel like this is gonna happen. They gonna come over here with the cyber attacks, which I should definitely. Yeah. If y'all saving money, y'all got any money in the cut anywhere, might be a good little thing to go ahead and just throw it in some, put it in some cash. Got some cash saved up. but I feel like if we do get cyber attacked, U.S. has more than enough
intelligence to be able
to not have us going for long. Like, we should be right back on. Then I seen another one, Putin thinking about taking on Canada. Putin, you having enough problems in Ukraine. Canada? Them boys out there, Jake, is lit. Lit, yeah. Y'all gonna go through Canada, them same tanks, them same military people. A lot of people gonna die for fucking Canada. That's where it's gonna start at. People gonna come out with their own guns, their own shit, you know? Just to kill military people, to save their own kids. It's just the point. Yeah.
United States, anywhere, they got bear arms to it.
Like, United States. Not waste his time sending too many troops over to that area. Because they already know they're going to die. You're sending them to a country where the rights to bear arms, all the civilians got guns. I know you see your people out there today. So it's like me being in the United States.
As a matter of fact, I actually have some Ukraine people. Some people from Ukraine that listen to this podcast. And I honestly hope when I drop this podcast, they are still around to listen to these podcasts.
I pray for y'all, and I hope y'all, you know, stay strong out there. Maybe y'all in Russia can work something out. I actually have people from Russia that listens to my podcast also. I don't get to the Russian people that listen. I don't know if y'all with Putin or y'all against Putin. But I also wish y'all the best, that y'all can help y'all president come to a clear mind that what he's putting y'all through by this war could lead to bigger things, I say. I really, if World War III happening, I don't think it's going to be a World War III. Even if Putin attacks a NATO country. Why I say that is because first off, I don't even think he's going to attack a NATO country just by sending troops over. Because he knows as soon as he attacks one, all NATO people are going to come soaring in, you know, soaring into Russia. Be a lot bomb and stuff on Russian territory. So instead of sending troops over, he's just gonna start sending missiles. One by one, sending missiles and more missiles. And then after he thinks he clears it all out, that's when he's gonna start sending troops over. Start clearing up the area.
Start clearing up, you know, the cities, trying to take over
like he's doing in Ukraine. A lot of opinion about it. And I'm not even sure if my podcast was mostly on the right track. I was really literally answering questions and giving my opinions on what I feel about questions that I was hearing, things that I was seeing. But I'm going to leave a question on this podcast below. The question, I don't even know what the question is. I ain't going to say the question right now. I'm going to think about it when I get off. But right here, we almost at that 10-minute mark. I'm going to end it right here because I feel like I done talked y'all here to sleep. To Russia and Ukraine, my few listeners that I got that's from out there. I pray for y'all. Hope y'all the best. And like I always say, I'm your boy. Stay focused, man. If you don't know, now you know. I'm out.
Fighting no more. Like, damn, me growing up, bro, used to get there and you lose or win, that was it. Bro, now people getting killed left and right because people don't know how to fight. Because people scared to get knocked out or beat up or some shit. Like, y'all got there and toting these guns and shit. Them guns not gonna be with y'all when y'all go to jail, nigga. Like, that shit be blowing me. My son in boxing class, I don't know if I want to keep teaching him boxing or go teach his ass to be a shooter. Like, just to protect himself.
Yeah, that kid's for the birds.
That's, man, no matter where you at, like, I got a lot of people across seas who listen to my podcast. Russia, Germany, all y'all out there. Some way, shape, or form. Even down in Haiti. I got some people from Haiti. I don't know how y'all listening, but y'all listening. Y'all on my statue. Man, stop the violence, y'all. Pick the gloves up. That's what I want you to do. Y'all a fan of my podcast. Y'all listen to me for the rest of this year. Unless you really, really got to stand on business, you know, and pull that strap on, man. You got a problem with somebody, tell them motherfuckers put them gloves on with you. See if they gonna put it. Just see how hard they really is. You know how thugged out they really is. Tell them put their gloves on with you. Shoot them 30 seconds with you right quick. Then after that, you know, y'all, that's just like jail. You know, you get to fighting in jail. Goddamn, if it's anything petty, shit, they just gonna tell your ass dap it up after that shit. Like, they just gonna tell you dap it up. There's no point in this shit. Like, people, it's so much. So much kids out here now that's having to grow up without their actual father or their actual mother over petty shit, over drugs, over being in the streets, you know. In my neighborhood last night, I'm coming home, it's about 1:40 something in the morning. I get to basically the main entrance of my neighborhood, I see yellow tape out. In America, I don't know how y'all doing these other, you know what I'm saying, states. In America, in the United States, when you see yellow tape out, most likely somebody's dead. And it just struck me like, damn, this shit get closer and closer to home, real time. There's really no way you can go to stop violence or to avoid violence. It's all about the situations that you have, you and your surroundings in. That's all I really want to say to y'all this morning, you know, until I had something else on my mind to come preach to y'all about. But, sad for that, man. Hope y'all have a blessed day. Stay focused, man. Peace.